Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is a bit of science about fishing that I found posted on the SciWorthy.com website on January 29, 2024. Archaeologists uncover ancient fish hook in Indonesia. Many people fish today for food and sport, but have you ever wondered how fishing began? People have fished throughout human history, and scientists have only uncovered a few ancient fish hooks, so they don't know what tools people in the past used for fishing. Researchers have discovered fish hooks dating back to more than 20,000 years ago, but they've only found a few fish hooks older than about 12,000 years along the shorelines and in excavation sites. This changed recently when archaeologists made a new discovery. Researchers from Australia and Indonesia discovered a treasure trove of fishing artifacts totaling 239 items that they dated back up to about 15,000 years old. They found most of the pieces were between 11,000 and 13,000 years old. They unearthed these artifacts, including 218 fish hooks and fish hook fragments, in Makpan Cave on Alor Island, Indonesia. Makpan is a large lava tube on the southeast coast of Alor. The researchers explained this cave was a logical place for ancient inhabitants to store fishing materials because the entrance is within walking distance of the shore and would have been close to the ocean even when sea levels were much lower, like about 25,000 years ago during the last ice age. The team discovered these ancient fish hooks at Makpan while excavating, which involved carefully removing accumulated layers of soil and dust called sediment within the cave's interior. The researchers excavated sediment that filled part of the cave entrance in a 2x2 meter square, it's about 6.5 feet square, pits, and sieved it through 1.5 millimeter, or about 0.06 inch, mesh. After they sieved the sediments, the researchers retrieved any fish hooks or other fishing remnants, like hook fragments. They cleaned them, inspected them meticulously to ensure all the artifacts and fragments were recovered from the site. Then the researchers examined the ancient fish hooks with a powerful microscope to identify methods of grinding, cutting, and drilling ancient people used to make them. The researchers discovered that the ancient people used these artifacts to fish in many different ways. They identified fragments or complete pieces of jabbing hooks, rotating hooks, and sinkers. They even found four artifacts that could have been fishing lures. They explained that jabbing hooks and rotating hooks serve different functions in fishing. While jabbing hooks require that the fisher jerk the line sharply when the fish bites them, rotating hooks require the fisher to steadily reel in the line so they rotate and lodge deeper in the fish's mouth. The researchers found that ancient people made both jabbing and rotating hooks of different sizes, ranging from about 9 millimeters, about a third of an inch, to 50 millimeters, or nearly 2 inches. They found most of the artifacts are made of small round shell crustaceans called limpets, and tiny marine snails called rochia or turbo. The researchers also used this collection of tools to reconstruct how ancient people made them. They identified evidence of flaking in partially finished hooks, suggesting that the crafter would slowly chip down a rough shape from a piece of shell. Then they would refine the body of the hook by grinding away at its surface with rough stones or coral. They also detected differences in the quality of the hooks, which they hypothesized were due to the differences in the skills and the styles of the individuals producing them. This allowed researchers to recognize that more than one artisan had made the hooks. The researchers suggested that the discovery at Makpan Cave is exceptional because of the large number of artifacts uncovered. Makpan Cave also contains more than 5 times the number of fishing artifacts scientists have found from this time period. They explained the research at Makpan Cave is still in its early stages, but they hope that its diverse artifacts will continue to provide clues as to how ancient people made them from start to finish. Well, like many folks up here, I enjoy fishing. It never occurred to me that someone was doing essentially the same thing more than 12,000 years ago. I have to think that those prehistoric fish catchers experienced much the same feelings as I do. The prolonged hope that they'll get a nibble, the excitement when a fish strikes, the concentration involved in getting it from the water without losing it, and the satisfaction of providing a tasty meal. No doubt there's also a tendency back then to embellish a bit when they told the fishing story to others. You know what the fishing guides say? A hunter lies in wait. A Fisherman Waits and Lies. Until next time, goodbye.